We've been talking to some elected officials across the county over the past couple of days about sizing up 2014 and looking ahead to 2015. And we thought we'd check in with Lorraine Mayor Chase Rittenour this morning. Good morning, Mayor. Thank you for your time today.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, we just heard from Mitch Miller. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus already came to downtown Lorraine, and you had the lights, you had the parade, you had all kinds of fun things.
Yeah. Light Up Lorraine this year continued as it has for the past several years. And this year, weather was a bit warmer, which was nice. The past couple years, it had been quite brisk downtown. Didn't mean the wind didn't show up. It certainly did, but the lights were there. The fireworks were there. The parade was going on. The train display at Black River Landing in the train depot was going on and is still going on, as well as some festivities at the palace. So by and large, overall, it was a really successful kickoff to the Christmas season.
This is the time of year when a lot of communities have to get their budgets in place or at least temporary spending plans heading into the new year. How is Lorraine financially?
Yeah, we're ending 2014. We knew going into 14 it was going to be a tight budget year, and we're going to end that way. But I think it's important to note we have been putting money aside into a budget stabilization fund. We're funding compensated absences, which when people retire, sometimes those payouts are unplanned and larger. So we're putting money aside for those. We're also putting money aside for future liabilities. So we're getting into the habit of saving money. So that is causing some tightening. But overall, as we end this year, I think we're going to roll into 2015, knowing 15 is going to, again, be a tight budget year. But ultimately, I think the services that we are providing and a lot of the projects and work we're doing is going to be able to continue into 2015. I would anticipate, though, again, it is going to be a tight year where, not everybody ideally wants to get done is going to be able to get done. But I think we're going to be able to make it through 2015 with an eye to the future, still putting money aside, making sure we build on our financial reserves. We were removed from fiscal watch in 2013. We were in that for 10 years because of unbalanced budgets and structural deficits. We have balanced the budget. There's money put aside in savings, and we're going to continue down that trajectory and that path because I think improving financial health is important to the city of Lorraine as we try to entice people to invest their resources and their efforts into bringing the city back. So I think the financial piece is critical, and I think we're holding the line on that. We're going to continue to do so into 2015.
One goal you had when elected mayor was to upgrade the city's streets and sewers, aging sewer system, and thanks to voters who, agreed to turn over a little bit more money, have made some progress. What's on tap for the new year?
Yeah, there's been a lot of progress made, and we're going to continue to push forth in 2015 on that front. There are some projects coming up in 15 and in 16 that are federally funded projects, but a lot of times in both of these projects cases, there requires a local match of 20%. And again, those dollars that were raised are really important to be able to make those matches. So coming up, Broadway will be getting redone. East and West Erie into 2016 will be getting redone. Elyria Avenue next year will be getting redone, along with a waterline project on Elyria Avenue. So a lot of these roads in central Lorraine, traversing the central, even into the south side of Lorraine, are going to be getting redone, these major arteries, along with a number of side streets and secondary streets throughout the city. On the city's east side, there's going to be a number of roadways getting done this year. Central Lorraine's going to have more of the sizable projects in terms of the federal-funded projects, but we anticipate doing road work, both road work we bid out, and we've also moved forward in doing a lot more road work in-house. We've got a great crew that does some very good work when it comes to slab repair, concrete repair. We do some asphalt, too. So in my mind, between our in-house work as well as the projects we're going to bid out, we're going to see a good amount of road work citywide in 2015 as well.
Lorraine Mayor Chase Rittenour is with us this morning. And Mayor, I've seen the pictures, I've seen the stories, I have not seen it in person, but construction of that, I don't know what you want to call it, big underground cavern tunnel for to help with, you know,
the
drainage.
Sewer overflow.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Where is that exactly?
That is the screening building, and the start of it is right outside of City Hall. That's where a lot of the construction is, so people who are on Black River Lane or driving behind City Hall can see a lot of that. That extends all the way down to near where the Morning Journal is. It is a huge tunnel that will hold essentially when wet weather comes, when you know, rain comes. What happens is with most wastewater systems, not just in the city of Lorain, what's known as INI or inflow and infiltration occurs, where stormwater makes its way into the sanitary system, either through infiltration, you know, cracked pipes through the ground, or direct inflow where stormwater pipes or you know, individual residences, you know, downspouts or footer tiles are tied into the sanitary lines. What happens is we see, you know, in some cases, in the worst cases, we've seen double the flow in wet weather to our wastewater plant than we do in dry weather. And what that means is we're getting all this water, but the plant doesn't have the ability to properly clean water before the effluent goes out to Lake Erie. So what the tunnel will do is it will hold the excess water until the plant can catch up and clean the water so that the effluent, the quality of water going out to Lake Erie is a cleaner quality as opposed to a partially or untreated quality of water that is sending, you know, partially or untreated wastewater into Lake Erie. So this is a way to, again, you know, basically come into compliance with federal regulations in terms of wastewater discharge from our plants. Again, a lot of other communities are going through this same exact thing. It's not cheap. The tunnel is it's a tens of millions of dollars project, but it is one we are mandated to do, and one that I think will be it will be successful in terms of making sure the quality of water discharged from our wastewater plants is of a quality that is safe, and not one where it's partially treated wastewater going into Lake Erie.
And when do you think the work will be wrapped up?
You know, I expect it to continue largely through 2015. The screening building, which is where the first part of the system, that's currently under construction right now. So my guess is it's going to largely take through the rest of 2015 to get this thing wrapped up.
Couple of other things in the news in the city of Lorain. Talk about the future of the River Bend Commerce Park. Might be some movement there.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year, and really an exciting end of the year, mid to end of the year. I tell people all the time, you know, Christmas is coming up. I heard the holiday music in the lead-in. And, you know, deals and movement and economic development knows no time frame. It can happen at any time, and it's up to us to be ready. And Riverbend is something that it just came up, but there is some interest in Riverbend and some interest in the property in its entirety. And I think that is something that a lot of residents on the east side, a lot of residents in the city of Lorain, elected officials who have been around far longer than I have, been around when you know, the votes and the money and the funding was put into place to build Riverbend several years ago. And, you know, other than about 6 years ago when there was a serious offer and interest, there's been fleeting interest at best in Riverbend. And to see interest in Riverbend happening, developing Riverbend, bringing manufacturing to Riverbend, along with what we have going on at Black River Landing with Rocket on the River coming to town, the America's Got Talent, that component of the talent show coming to the Palace in March, it just seems as if there's a lot of momentum going on right now in the city of Lorain, a lot of good projects that are starting to take off, and I think it's an exciting time.
One other topic I wanted to ask about is also the city's health department, and I see you'll have perhaps some interim leadership there.
Yeah, the health department, when I took office in 2012, there was discussion of the city of Elyria, city of Lorain, and the county of Lorain, the three health departments. Avon Lake contracts with the city of Lorain. And there had been some discussion in terms of how to work together, how to collaborate. And At that time, Lorraine and Elyria were collaborating, working together. Well, that plan sort of it faded away. Lorraine and Elyria have had a relationship up until December 1st, where, with what's going on in Elyria and some of the challenges they're facing, along with the fact that the boards at this time just couldn't come to an agreement in terms of any contract or agreement for services. And again, that might be premature. There's a lot of moving parts that I think need to be settled in this budget cycle that could perhaps reintroduce those discussions. But at our health board meeting last night, Lorain County was there, and I'm a firm believer that we've all got to figure out some type of setup that is going to work overall for the county. It's going to work overall for the cities. When it comes down to it, public health, it shouldn't know no borders. We're Lorain County. If there's an outbreak, if there's something where we need an immediate response, I don't think the residents of Lorain or Elyria should be treated differently than those in Avon or North Ridgeville or anywhere else for that matter. So I really believe that there's a real opportunity here to partner together, to look at some solutions. And I think if done right, maybe to save the taxpayers some money. So what we're looking at is a management agreement with Lorain County Health District to come in and look at the situation in the city of Lorain. The city of Lorain's health department budget this year is the best budget we've had since I've been mayor. 12 and 13 were tough years for the health department in terms of balancing. This year, budget's in pretty good shape, so I would expect the county to come in and look at different scenarios. What would it look like if Lorain City remained autonomous? What would it look like if Lorain City and Elyria partnered together? What would it look like if the county was interested in some type of partnership? I think they're going to assess the multiple paths, but the goal is by the fall of 2015, and I said this last night to the health board, we've got to choose a path. Whatever that path may be, let's figure it out, let's assess which one is best, and let's choose one and let's stick to it and move on so we can get to doing the work that we need to do.
No doubt about it. 2015 seems to be an exciting year for the city of Lorain, and we appreciate you being with us throughout the year to share your stories and being with us this morning. Our guest has been Lorain Mayor Chase Rittenour. Have a great holiday season, and we will talk to you when we stop in Lorain again this year.
Great. Thanks for having me today, and thanks for all the opportunities throughout the year.